Today we're joined by Maxine Frazier, director of the Cookeville Senior Center. Community programs can make a meaningful difference by helping people stay active, connected, and independent while ensuring everyone has access to the resources they need. Under Frazier's leadership, the Senior Center offers a variety of services designed to improve quality of life, including specialized programs for individuals who are blind or visually impaired. Today, we'll talk about the resources and support available through these programs and how they help participants maintain independence and build connections, and why expanding access to these services is so important for the up-and-coming community. Welcome, Ms. Maxine.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. First time you've been on, and I'm thrilled to death to have you on. You've been a big part of our community for such a long time, and I want people, for those that don't know you, I want them to get to know you. So, Ms. Maxine, where are you from?
I'm a native Putnam Countyan.
What part? Did you grow up in Cookeville? Or did you
yes.
grow up? Okay,
yes,
so you've been in Cookeville all your life?
Well, moved away just a little while when I was very young.
Okay. So your adult life, you've been
yes.
back to Cookeville. Well, I love it. What part of Cookeville did you grow up in?
Crescent Drive.
Okay.
Sycamore School.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm very familiar with that. My grandmother lived over off Carolina Avenue by Tech, and so coming from Baxter, we'd always take Crescent to cut through and, uh-huh. and go see her. So I grew up going down that road. Ms. Maxine, you have been at the Cookeville Senior Center for how long now?
I finished 14 years.
14 years. So you've been there. I've been a county commissioner 12, so you were there when I started on the commission.
Yes.
What did you do before you came to the Senior Center?
When I graduated Tech, I taught school business subjects. I opened the business program in the Livingston Vocational School and taught that. I worked at Adams Plastics. I became a court reporter, was that for more than 30 years. I served on the school board for 14 years.
You've done it all.
I've had a really, really good life and enjoyed all of it.
You have. You have. Well, I'm thankful for you're here. So let's talk about the Cookeville Senior Center. There's so much going on, and I don't know if we have enough time to talk about it. But the first thing I do want to ask, you've been there 14 years now. A lot has changed in 14 years.
Yes.
We've seen this community grow immensely with population, people moving in. We've seen our senior citizen population grow. There's more seniors now, and that's good. I love my grandma used to say when I was little, I adored my grandmothers, and I didn't know my grandpa, and I adored my granddaddy too, but I just wasn't as close to him as I was my grandmothers. But I always used to tell them, and this probably ain't politically correct now, but I used to tell my grandma, I love old people. And I was a little boy, because
yes.
I did. Y'all
yes.
are the kindest people on earth.
Yes.
And our community has grown. So in 14 years, what have you seen change as director of the Senior Center?
I think people are having a harder time economically, the seniors. I think they're a little bit more afraid now. It's just tough on seniors. Not as many people feel free to just get out and roam around. And of course, you know, the wonderful thing about getting a lot of new people in town, it makes the traffic a little bit more crowded, maybe a little bit different for seniors. But I just think that Putnam County is the most wonderful place in the world to be. I think the growth is being managed really well, and it's a supportive county. We can reach out almost at any time to the community and get help. We came on the radio not too long ago and asked for musical instruments, and we got musical instruments, and our people are enjoying them so much. So it's a community that will really help you if you'll just ask.
That's great. So how many days a week are you all open?
5 days.
Monday through Friday.
Yes.
And what are the hours that y'all are?
9 to 3.
On an average... On an average day, how many people do you have there? How many people do you have come by and participate?
Oh, it's so different every day. Wednesday is their busiest day. I can tell you that we serve about 600 participants. Before COVID, it was 900. When we came back from COVID, it was like 200. So it's been a tough hill to climb to get back. But they are coming in, and it seems like every 3 months, it increases. It increases, and so many people moving here from other states. One day in lunchroom, I just asked everybody to stand and tell what state they were from, and it was like a map of the United States.
Wow.
Very few people from Tennessee.
Do you know what the furthest state was? Do you remember?
California.
California. Yeah. Well, we've had several folks from California move here, and the ones that I know love it.
Yes.
They love the area. They love Tennessee. They love the Upper Cumberland. They love Putnam County, as you mentioned, the best place on earth. And I think part of that is our hospitality.
Yes.
And in that hospitality environment is our senior centers.
Yes.
And we have really good ones throughout our county.
And when they come to this one, they are blown away. They say they didn't have anything like this where they came from.
Really?
So it's really reassuring. Yes.
I wonder why. I mean, we may not be able to answer this, Miss Maxine, but I wonder why they didn't have an opportunity where they came from. Well, I mean, is it funding? Is it effort? What is it that's keeping other communities in this country from doing what we're doing?
I don't know, but I know when I came to the senior center, there weren't many offerings. And this is just like my calling. I'm just inspired to do this. It's a joy to me. I love to be creative. I love to find new things to do. And so that's just what I've done. Just try to, anytime somebody comes in and mentions they'd like to do something, then I try to make a way to do it. And so we do have more offerings. I know a lady from the state came by, and she knows all of the senior centers, and she said nobody is offering the things we are. For instance, the Rocksteady Boxing for Parkinson's. There's no other senior center in Tennessee that offers that.
Really?
And there are so many things like that we do. The program for the blind that we're getting ready to start. I don't know of anyone else who's doing that. But if you see the opportunity and you can think of a way to improve it, then do it, because there's nothing like the fulfillment you'll get from that.
Well, how did you learn about the Rocksteady Boxing? What made you decide to implement that program?
It's a strange story. I had a friend who lived in Manchester who got Parkinson's disease, and his wife called me. She knew about the program, and she said, "Do you teach it? I'll drive him over there." And I said, "No." And she said, "Look into it and see if you can." I looked into it, and it was so expensive, I just didn't know any way. But it lingered in my brain for 2 years. And finally, I thought, there must be a support group. So I went to the support group, and when I stood to introduce myself and told them what I was trying to do, the leader of the group started crying, and she said, "I've been trying to figure out how to do this for 2 years. I've tried to start a nonprofit." So I said, "Let's team up together." And she gave us the startup money, and the Rotary Club helped us. The hospital has helped us. And we've got the most wonderful room. You should just see. It's the padded floor, every kind of boxing bag you can imagine, bicycles for Parkinson's, weighted balls, jump ropes, anything they need, obstacle courses, everything, and two wonderful coaches.
How in the world do you put all that stuff in that space that you have over there? That's a lot of stuff.
See. And we've developed a full gym next to that for them to work out in. It is just amazing what you just start and it happens.
Well, I know, of course, being a commissioner, we're very aware of the programs, and just being around the community, we're aware of what you all are doing, and it's phenomenal. And we're going to talk about some more programs. I just want to take a minute. I didn't know about the boxing.
Yes.
That is a great idea, and it's a great way to meet a need.
And the state just came and made a video of our program. They're going to be showing it. And you know, the way we get the money is through grants. We write lots and lots of grants. Almost everything in that building is with a grant that we got. Even the kitchen. We have a commercial kitchen I'll have to tell you, we have a lunch program that's starting Wednesday where we'll have lunch every day. And it's an independent contractor who's come in to do that. And he said, "Our kitchen has everything Tennessee Tech's kitchen has in it except a deep fryer."
Wow.
It's just wonderful. So
that's great.
Yes.
So with that's obviously a wonderful expansion of what you're doing. The boxing, that's revolutionary. I'm guessing other centers across the state will see what you're doing, this video that you said the state was doing. We'll see that, and they'll start doing it themselves. That's revolutionary, Ms. Maxine. That's wonderful.
And my reason for wanting them to do that was we keep trying to get this approved through the National Council on Aging as an evidence-based program. It's been through clinical trials. If they approved it, we felt that maybe insurance companies would help cover it, or the VA would help cover it for the veterans who come there. It's not expensive. We just charge $12 a class, but that's for the teachers. But still, some people can't afford $12.
Sure, sure. You talked about grants. Do you spend a lot of your time writing those grants? Do you have a team that helps you with those grants?
No.
It's just you?
No.
Oh.
Julie and I sit down together.
Perfect.
She's my assistant. She's the money end of it, and I'm more the idea end of it.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have both viewpoints and ideas, that's great that you can work together. Because as you said, would you even begin to know an amount of grant money you've received since you've been there? Would you even have an idea of how many thousands of dollars you've received?
I wish I knew. Can I just list some things?
Sure. Absolutely.
We have a competition length table shuffleboard. It was almost $6,000. All of our card tables and chairs, all of our lunchroom tables and chairs, a full commercial kitchen. All of the equipment rock steady except for some donations. All of that, the rubber flooring and the rubber flooring in the gym. The Promethean board, the tablets, the computers. It's just amazing. Our bus.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ms. Maxine, that is wonderful. I'm so happy you're here. We've got so much to talk about. We've got so many programs. You had mentioned a program with some individuals that are visually impaired. We're going to talk about that and their limited vision, their experience in blindness, and how you all are helping with those. We're going to talk about so many things you're going to do while you're here. Ms. Maxine Frazier, she is the director of the Cookeville Senior Center. She's been there 14 years now, longtime resident of Putnam County in Cookeville, served on the school board in her service. She's been a public servant, done so many things. She's our guest. We'll be back with her in just a moment after this break. That was one. Welcome back. Miss Maxine Frazier is our guest. She's the director of the Cookeville Senior Center. First time she's been on. I'm so happy to have you on, Miss Maxine. I've known you a long time, but I'm glad to have you sit down here and talk about all the wonderful things at the Cookeville Senior Center that you have going on, the programs. We mentioned some programs, and something near and dear to your heart is those that are affected by blindness and being visually impaired. Why are you so passionate about that?
As a child, my parents worked and my grandparents were my babysitter. My grandfather was blind and he just paid special attention to me. He teased me a lot. On Crescent Drive, you walked to whatever you wanted to do. There were two stores on Crescent Drive, one at each end, and the old men used to gather there and talk, sit around the stove and talk. And I would walk my grandfather to those places and walk him back home. And we'd stop at neighbors' houses and buy butter or milk or whatever, you know. We had a little anything you wanted you could get at your little grocery store. So I just grew really, really close to him, and I lost him when I was 10 years old. And I've just always had a place in my heart for blind people.
I love that. So I had a great-grandmother that was blind, and she lived off Carolina Avenue, and spent some time with her, and it's they manage better than you expect, right?
Yes.
And it's wonderful how they do. And so that's where your passion started. How many people at the senior center are you helping with their limited vision?
Well, it started with two. About 2 years ago, they came to the center and said, we'd like to start a program. We moved from out west, and we had for 27 years, we had a program helping blind people with finding technology, coping in the home, all kinds of skills like that. And so I tried to get that started, but it just wouldn't get off the ground. And I bought things for them, like balls with bells in them and a Monopoly game. I bought a lot of things that had Braille on them. And they came a few times, but they didn't come back. And I just was worried about that. But recently, they showed up again and said, when we came before, we just felt like nobody talked to us, and we kept waiting for people to talk to us. And now we've decided we have to go up and talk to people. We have to start the conversation. So we're coming back, and that's what they've been doing. Mm-hmm. And so we set up a special time to just meet with them and find out exactly what they need. And while we were doing that, by the second or third meeting, an even younger person showed up who was blind, and she had in her early years seen, and she can still see some, but not much, and she's losing it. And she's very determined to be a part of things, not to be in an isolated group of blind people, but that just to be incorporated with all activities. So the first day that she was there, I took them in the room where the air hockey table is. Ours is round. They started playing air hockey, and there was so much laughter and squealing, and they were just having a wonderful time. And so in another conversation, excuse me, on another day, the man who is totally blind described how he, when he still had vision, he was a bowler, and he decided to set a record as being the highest scorer bowling with limited vision, and he was within a couple of steps of achieving that when suddenly his vision left. So that triggered in my mind, we need to start bowling. And I got online and found that there are blind bowling leagues. And what you use for blind bowling is a blind rail. And you put it at the end of the bowling alley. If you're right-handed, you put it on the left side. They have the ball in their hand. They put their left hand on that rail. It walks them down to where they're supposed to stop. They're centered in the aisle. They throw the ball. And then there are spotters to tell them what's left standing so they know where to throw the ball again. So I ordered that rail, and it's on its way, and we are scheduled to go to the bowling alley. And it's not just for the blind. We all of us always go to the bowling alley. We have that regularly scheduled. So we'll all be going to the bowling alley, and it will be a world of fun. And the people at the center are welcoming them so much. They're playing chair volleyball with them. I got beach balls with bells in them. And we're learning things that we can do. We have basketball, and I've learned that you need to get a beeper and put up at the goal. And then you have the balls with the bells in them, and they play basketball. Same thing with floor shuffleboard, with beanbag toss. Cornhole,
mm-hmm.
All these things, if you just have the right instruments, and light is important. You can't have a real bright light. But we did that. But we had a man come to the first meeting who's a wonderful piano player. I mean, concert piano player. And he's losing his vision, and he can no longer see his music, and he tried to find music and couldn't find a way to help himself. And so we got online and found a system where you can download the sheet music on your computer. You can make it any size you want it. You can scroll it at any speed you want, and you have a foot pedal to control it. So you can play your music. We brought him to the center and told him. And also the National Archives provide free sheet music in any font. So gave him all that information, and he was so excited.
From what I'm hearing, Miss Maxine, if you meet somebody and they come to you and they have a need, you're doing everything you can to meet that need.
I want to.
Yes. And that makes me happy, makes me feel good about our cause and what we're doing on this earth.
Yes.
And it's people like you and your team and the people that show up at the senior center that are active and they're supportive, and that makes me happy. Thank you.
I have to tell you, the younger person is going to school at the Tennessee School for the Blind, learning the computer, and we hope to hire her to work at the center.
That would be amazing.
That's our goal.
That would be amazing. Yeah. And a lot of the things you've talked about doing, you're getting through grant funds, right?
Yes.
And so you're always looking for grant money. You do have counties and cities that support you all, and that's good. You know, they give a contribution to you all. But how else can you do the things you're doing outside of grants and government support? How else do you do those things?
Well, referrals.
Sure.
The therapy center at the hospital, when people who have Parkinson's finish their therapy, as far as the insurance pays, they'll refer them to us. Doctors refer to us. The Rotary Club has been good to help buy. We call him Bob, a big, looks like a man, boxing bag. People donate. Some people do donate. We request sometimes donations, and they will donate to help a specific thing. Tech got rid of their gym equipment, and it didn't come directly to us, but it went to somebody else, and we got it through them. That's how we got our complete gym. But we just finished writing a grant for a handicapped bus because we couldn't take anybody in a wheelchair before. So this would house two people in wheelchairs locked down and then 14 others. So that, again, the handicap are a part of the regular group, not isolated.
I love it, Miss Maxine. Inclusion, right? Inclusion, being active, talking, just the inclusion part makes people feel good. It gives them a sense of belonging, like they belong where they're at, and meet them where they are. And I love it. I know that's a goal. I appreciate what you're doing. We have one more segment with you, and I'm happy because there's more to talk about. Miss Maxine Frazier, the executive director of the Senior Center in Cookeville, we'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back, Miss Maxine Frazier, the director at the Cookeville Senior Center. Here in Little Cookeville is with me. Wonderful information so far about the amazing things they offer at the center, the things they are doing, not only inside of the building, but they take field trips and they go places and they do fun things. Miss Maxine, we've only touched a little bit. What are the programs do you want to mention while we have you here today?
Well, our newest programs are the first one I'll mention is karaoke. Some time ago, we came on this station and asked for a donation of musical instruments, and we got musical instruments, and we are loving them. And the station gave us a top-of-the-line karaoke machine, and so they're doing karaoke, and while they're doing karaoke, they're shaking tambourines and maracas and playing bongos and just having a world of fun. It's fun to watch. We've started a chorus because it's proven. I've been reading about music therapy, and in people who have stopped talking because of dementia or so on, and they're irritated, they're confused. If you play music that they knew, they become calm. Some of them even begin to sing the words, and they begin to talk again. So that's amazing because we serve everybody, people with dementia and so forth, as long as they come with caregivers. And so we started the chorus, and it's growing. We have a director who's just wonderful. He's a church director, and his degree is in music education. He taught elementary school instruments and chorus, and so that's just perfect for us. And while we're singing, sometimes we bring out those hand instruments too. We are about to get the band started, and I'm hoping to be able to get some help from the music education classes at Tech. Some of their students work with us now from sociology and get their volunteer hours in, so I'm really hoping to cooperate with them. We really, really would like to get another guitar. The guitar we got does not work, so we need a guitar and a flute, and if anybody has a banjo or a xylophone or a keyboard, it doesn't have to be a great big keyboard, but just something that we can play some songs on, we'll get that going. And I think we're going to be doing performances. We're going to be showing out how good we are.
Y'all may be taking over Dogwood Park and doing the concert in the park.
We've got ukulele classes going now, and they're a world of fun. I'm in those, and we're just playing songs like Take Me Out to the Ball Game and all kinds of fun things. Sewing class started. We have six sewing machines that are in great working order. They've all been serviced, and we have all kinds of material. And just as a starting point, they're just making simple squares and making a quilt, just get used to sewing and so on. But if you're an accomplished seamstress, you can come in and do whatever you want. We have a wonderful teacher for that. Come and use our gym. It's open all day, every day, free. We have everything that we need to make the fancy greeting cards decorated and scrapbooking. We have a huge, huge cabinet area full of everything. We need a teacher for those. So if you would teach something like that, come.
I need to go buy a birthday card or something for some, I can come see you.
Yeah, the way the system would work, it's free to the participants, but they make two cards.
Sure.
And they keep one and give the center one to sell. Years ago, probably 7 years ago or more, I visited Murfreesboro Center, and they have a whole group of ladies that just love doing this. And they make them just by the bunches, and they sell those cards, and they were making $6,000 a year selling cards. Back then.
That's amazing.
So right now, we did have a teacher for a short while, and we followed that same system. And then we have a whole card rack. We sell cards for a dollar.
Well, so folks, if you need a greeting card, a birthday card, anniversary, an apology card for the husbands that forgot the anniversary, go see the senior citizen in Cookeville. They'll sell you a card.
I love that.
What else you got, Miss Maxine?
Oh, we have a thrift store that's amazing. Nothing over a dollar. It may be medical equipment, household appliances, clothes, all of that. It's great.
So let's talk about your day trips when you're using the bus. We mentioned going to bowling, and that's one of the trips y'all take. How often do y'all go to the bowling world?
Oh, Julie schedules those probably once every couple of 3 months. But we take 2 day trips every month in the bus that we have. We go to the place at Crossville, beautiful mansions in Nashville, Cheekwood with all the gardens. We visit the Corvette factory and the Nissan factory. They like to go on train rides, so we go to those. Apple orchards. What's the little cow farm? It's got
Yes.
Yeah, we visit the cow farm. They like to pet the animals.
Sure.
Anywhere they want to go, we go.
I love it. So it's a great place to visit and come and hang out and do things. You mentioned so many things, the gym and all these activities, but you just don't keep it there. You take adventures out in the bus, and you have a driver and everything's safe and secure, and you're getting to see other places. And I love that you're going across the state. I mean, Cookeville's beautiful and Putnam County is, but it's good to get out too. I think it's wonderful that you're getting folks out. If they want to go, they feel like going. So you mentioned going to Murfreesboro Senior Center, and you learned some things. How often do you get to go visit other centers and learn about what they're doing?
Not real often, but I've been there twice. And Julie and I, one day the streets were closed by the Senior Center, and we had to close. So we went over to Menville and Smithville and Sparta, visited all of those to just see what they're doing. Yes.
Do you and Allgood and Monterey and Baxter talk about services and things y'all are doing? And
no, it's all just totally for each community.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody does their own thing, and they're all very, very different.
Sure.
So you can go to Allgood and do something that you love to do, and then come to Cookville.
Sure.
You can go to Baxter and do something you love to do, and then come to Cookville.
Yeah, y'all are not checking like IDs and residents.
No.
People, I mean, these are all available to Putnam County folks, and even folks, I'm sure, from outside the county come, right?
Right.
You said outside the state.
And I forgot to tell you, the teachers will be mad at me if I don't tell you, we have great art classes, a variety of arts, a real variety of exercise, everything from exercise, regular exercise, to Tai Chi and Tai Chi with sticks and swords, and there's hardly an exercise you can think of that we don't do. And foreign language, we have beginning Spanish and conversational Spanish, and if you think of something we don't have, tell us.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It sounds like that's what's been going on for a while. Somebody comes to you and says, hey, have you considered doing this program, and you're on it. You're researching and you're talking to people and you're going to places and looking at it. And
That's how we got ukuleles. A man just walked in and said, would it be okay if I talk ukulele here? And I said, yes.
I wonder what, I mean, is he a senior himself?
Yes.
Well, I love the fact that a senior is involved instructing other seniors. I think that's wonderful. But you welcome, you know, non-seniors to come in and do programs for you all and to help you all do those things, correct?
When I became director, we only accepted participants 60 and older. And I right away I saw people don't want to admit they're 60. So I got the board to lower it to 50. People are happy to admit they're 50. That's a great age.
Yeah.
The 50-year-olds coming in bring energy into the center and new ideas, and it's been great. And so we try to keep a young outlook on things too. And I forgot your question.
Well, no, you've answered it. No, that's great. You've answered it. So you've mentioned a few things, Miss Maxine, that you would need, like a guitar and a xylophone and stuff like that.
Maybe a flute.
Flute, stuff like that. What else?
A bigger drum.
Bigger drum. What else do you think of that maybe somebody in the public that's listening could come and offer you all? Is there something you haven't tapped into yet that you've thought about that you need?
Well, we take donations for the thrift store all the time. And also, if you have extra canned goods or extra food that is not perishable, if you have fresh stuff out of your garden, if you bring it, seniors are hungry.
Sure.
And I would like to tell you about our new lunch program.
Please.
We have not had a lunch program since COVID. I started cooking just myself 2 days a week and did that for about a year. And then we got volunteers. We had two women that came in 2 days a week. Well, recently they have both decided they had to move on to some other things. And so we've just had one of our people cooking. So we've made this contract with this man who's going to cook every day, and we will have wholesome, well balanced meals for $3. But some people can't afford to pay, and so we have to keep a backup fund to cover for those people because we want everyone to eat. So if anybody wants to make any contributions ever to the center, you can make them for something special or you can give them for general use. Because like when I ordered this balance bar, it was this bowling bar, it was over $500.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big leap.
It is. That's a lot of money for trying to do something to provide another service. And I love the fact that, but you and your team are always thinking outside the box, Miss Maxine, to offer more and to do more for people. And the number of people showing up is growing. As you said, COVID affected that. So it's getting back, right? More people showed up.
I need to tell you one more thing.
Sure.
Our community gardens, we have 4 raised bed gardens, and they get to work in the gardens or they get to take whatever they want for food.
Well, I could tell you, if my grandmothers were still alive, that's where they'd be.
Yes.
They'd be out in that garden.
Yes.
I had a lot of life lessons out in the garden, I can tell you. Miss Maxine, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for what you do for our community. Folks, if you're a senior and you want to be more involved and there's things you're looking to do, go see Miss Maxine or any other center throughout the county. They're offering so many good things for you that'll bring you joy, and that's why we're here.
Just come, take a tour, pick up a calendar, give us a chance to show you what we're doing.
I love it. Miss Maxine, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, I hope you've enjoyed it like I have. Miss Maxine Frazier, the director at the Cookeville Senior Center, has been a great guest. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than a frown. Make somebody's day. Be a joy to somebody. We'll see you next time.